Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Imani Moise for The Wall Street Journal. China said today that it's found security vulnerabilities in Anthropic's popular Claude code, stepping up tensions in the race with the U.S. for AI supremacy. Beijing's National Vulnerability Database, a government-run cybersecurity platform, said in a statement that several versions of the coding tool released between April and June can send sensitive information like a user's location and identity to remote servers without consent due to a built-in monitoring mechanism. The agency warned that the mechanism could pose a serious threat and advised users to uninstall the software or update to its latest version. Anthropic didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Apple is ramping up its investment in U.S.-made chips, planning to spend more than $30 billion with Broadcom in the next 5 years. The company said today it's forged a new deal with its longtime partner that will produce more than 15 billion chips domestically. The investment is the largest Apple has specified to date as part of its pledge to invest $600 billion in the U.S. over 4 years, a promise that helped the company secure an exemption from proposed Trump administration tariffs. Apple also recently struck a deal with Intel to make some of its chips in the U.S., but the company still relies on overseas manufacturers for more expensive chips inside of its devices. Memory and storage chips have exploded in price since last fall because of demand for AI servers, prompting Apple to raise device prices. And more Apple news. The iPhone maker lost its appeal at Europe's General Court, which challenged the EU's classification of its iOS operating system and App Store under the Digital Markets Act, or the DMA. The legislation classifies a handful of the world's most powerful tech companies as gatekeepers and gives them a list of rules to follow in Europe designed to level the playing field in the digital economy. An Apple spokesperson said the DMA's mandate exposes users to privacy and security risks. The company can still appeal the latest verdict at the Court of Justice of the EU. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.